you know, we should have him calling in any time. So, in fact, I think he might be calling in now. Is he? Let's see. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Gurudeva.
Yes, Arthur. Arthur Pacheco. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I have been telling the listening audience a little bit about yourself and your work. And I'm just really, really happy you could make the time for us today. Thank you so much.
Well, it's just a real big pleasure for me. It really is.
Wonderful.
Talk to the wonderful people on the Hawaiian Islands.
Yes, yes. Gurudeva, I thought that what I might do is prepare a few questions to ask you, if that's okay.
That's just fine. Ask anything that you want.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
If I don't want to answer it, I'll just say, I'm not answering that, Arthur.
Okay. Thank you so much. You know, recently I had a conversation with a friend of mine on the Big Island, and she mentioned something about the Kumbh Mela, a great meeting I know that occurs in India, and she said it had just occurred. So I was wondering if you could tell us anything about that and what its significance might be.
Well, actually, we're just receiving satellite pictures of the Kumbh Mela of about 25 million people all gathered to take a great bath in the Ganges to purify themselves for this and their future life, the largest human gathering on Earth. And we have our representatives there. First, I must tell our listening audience, we print a magazine called Hinduism Today.
Yes.
International magazine representing the Hindu religion. In fact, it's the only one representing the Hindu religion of over a billion people. One-sixth of humanity is a Hindu. Mm-hmm. And even more, if you believe in reincarnation, the law of karma, and the existence of an all-pervasive God everywhere, obviously you're not a Christian, you're not a Jew, and you're not Muslim. So the Kumbh Mela is for Hindus, and there are 25 million gathered. And yesterday was the big day, big auspicious day, and we're doing a international publicity program for it after it's over with satellite pictures. And our representative of and photographers are there from New Delhi, enjoying it, but also getting the stories of pertinent questions. We're asking the several thousand or even 50,000 holy men and women there about their message to the world. And you'll be reading it in Hinduism Today. And in fact, you can also, when you get your copy, Arthur, you can read these pertinent points to our listening audience.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Thank you.